citrus tree conditions now that summer rains have ended, fruit drop, HLB, and H2A are among topics discussed by Southwest Florida citrus grower Wayne Simmons.
Well, certainly just since rain stopped, we are getting dry. Trees really hadn't started crashing, but certainly irrigation's in full swing, so conditions are more normal or typical to fall.
How are your trees looking related to HLB? I know you're loaded down with HLB like everyone else. They were looking a little better, or are they looking a little worse now that the rains are over?
They are going back a little bit. You certainly have some fertilizer leaching, and trees are not quite as green as they were back in summertime. But fall fertilizer is being done, and since it's rain stopped, but nothing tremendously fruit drop yet, so I guess everybody's still kind of on pins and needles waiting that to happen.
What time about last year did you notice fruit drop really happening big like it did in the record amounts?
Last year compared to this year, I would say late August, early September, we noticed the fruit drop, and certainly it hadn't been quite that devastating yet this year, just normal probably Hamlin drop to this point in time.
So that sounds kind of promising so far.
Very much promising, but we still not completely out of the woods yet, so we're still being optimistic that maybe it won't be near as bad as last year.
You serve on the Citrus Research and Development Foundation Board. Tom Jerkins noted, if we don't get replacements for 4- and 5-year-old trees with HLB, I believe he said, we're going to be in big trouble because those trees are going to go away eventually, and I think you kind of seconded that.
Yes, that's correct. I think anybody that's been on a constant reset program over the last 5 years, maybe we're under the false impression that with some of the imidacloprid products, we could grow a tree out to there before we'd worry about greening, but that's certainly not the case. So still having resets come down 2-, 3-, 4-, 5-year-old trees that are crashing out with greening. So we certainly have a lot of work to do to try and get a tree into production.
How long do you now think an average tree is going to last?
Well, that's a million-dollar question, but certainly trees making the 40 years or 20 years, I think those days are probably behind us, and we've got to do something to keep these trees in production and get them into production.
And I know you told me a few months ago you want to get some of those rootstocks that are in trials as quickly as you can, but that's a little way off yet.
Yes, I think all growers are really clamoring to have more selections out there that might have the opportunity to combat greening in the current conditions. Some of these rootstocks that Jude Grosser and Kim Bowman are doing do show some more tolerance to greening than our current rootstocks. So we need all the help we can get to try and get these new trees resets and young trees into production.
This whole H2A situation was held up in, as I understand, processing in Chicago, getting foreign guest workers in here. We're not in big full swing on harvesting yet, but do you envision that being any kind of a problem?
Well, I hope not, but certainly we do have another month before harvest really kicks in to any extent. So hopefully in that time frame we can get this H2A situation rectified and have laborers in here by 1st of December to start harvesting.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.